Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, August 25th, 2025, through Friday, August 29th, 2025. Monday, August 25th, 2025. Bakersfield tax return preparer pleads guilty for his role in $25 million fraud scheme. Victor Cruz pleaded guilty for helping Miguel Martinez, a Mexican national who was in the United States illegally, submit fraudulent individual federal income tax returns that claimed $25 million in refunds. According to court documents from November 2019 through June 2023, Martinez led a scheme to file thousands of fraudulent tax returns that claimed millions of dollars in refunds, and Cruz helped him carry out the scheme. Martinez used stolen identities to create fake businesses and report phony wage and withholding information for the businesses to the IRS. Martinez then submitted hundreds of individual income tax returns to the IRS in the names of individuals whose identities he had stolen, claiming that those individuals worked for the fake businesses and were owed tax refunds based on the phony wage and withholding information that had been reported. Cruz prepared more than 500 of the fraudulent tax returns, which claimed more than $3 million in refunds. Cruz received thousands of dollars in fees from Martinez in exchange for his services. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Tuesday, August 26, 2025. CEO of Iranian engineering company arrested for allegedly shipping sophisticated electronics to Iran in violation of U.S. sanctions. Berm Mohammed Astervari of Iran and Santa Monica has been arrested on a four-count federal indictment charging him with unlawfully exporting electronics and railway signaling and telecommunication systems from the United States to Iran in violation of the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. According to the indictment unsealed Tuesday, Astervari is the founder and CEO of a Tehran-based engineering company, identified in the indictment as Company A, that supplied signaling and communication systems to Iran and its government, including on projects for the Islamic Republic of Iran Railways. From at least May 2018 to July 2025, Astervari and his co-conspirators obtained and shipped sophisticated computer processors, railway signaling equipment, and other electronics and electronic components to Company A in Iran. Many of these items were controlled under federal regulations, and their export to Iran without a license was prohibited. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Wednesday, August 27, 2025. Kissimmee businessman sentenced to 4 years in federal prison for multi-million-dollar theft scheme. Edwin Rivera was sentenced to 4 years in federal prison for theft of government property. The court also ordered Rivera to forfeit $1,987,457, which is traceable to proceeds of the offense. According to court documents, between October 2023 and July 2024, Rivera and his co-conspirators operated a scheme to steal government funds. As part of the scheme, Rivera stole the identity of large corporations and filed fraudulent tax returns with the IRS on behalf of those companies, causing the IRS to generate tax refunds and mail them to Rivera. Rivera then deposited the checks into the bank accounts he and his co-conspirators controlled. As part of the scheme, Rivera and his co-conspirators attempted to steal nearly $10 million in government funds and successfully obtained at least four fraudulent tax returns for a total of $2,741,581.74. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Thursday, August 28, 2025. Grand jury charges Columbus man with money laundering $1 million in business email scam proceeds. Benjamin O. Alexander was arrested on charges he received and laundered more than $1 million in proceeds of a business email compromise scam. According to the indictment, Alexander laundered proceeds from a scheme related to a contract for personal protective equipment, PPE, for a healthcare provider in response to COVID-19. In 2020, workers at the healthcare provider received email messages purporting to be from the contracted safety equipment supplier and requesting payments to be sent to a new bank account. It is alleged that the new bank account, where the healthcare provider was directed to send payments, was one controlled by Alexander in the name of a business he established in April 2019 called BOA, Building Maintenance and Cleaning Services, LLC. As a result of the business email fraud scheme, 4 ACH transfers were sent to Alexander's bank account, totaling $1.1 million. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Friday, August 29, 2025. Justice Department announces seizure of over $2.8 million in cryptocurrency, cash, and other assets. The U.S. Department of Justice unsealed 6 warrants in the U.S. District Courts for the Eastern District of Virginia, the Central District of California, and the Northern District of Texas, authorizing the seizure of over $2.8 million in cryptocurrency, $70,000 in cash, and a luxury vehicle. All of the cryptocurrency was seized from a cryptocurrency wallet controlled by Alexandrovich Antropenko, who is charged by indictment in the Northern District of Texas for conspiring to commit computer fraud and abuse, computer fraud and abuse, and conspiracy to commit money laundering. As alleged in the unsealed warrants, the cryptocurrency and other assets are proceeds of, or were involved in laundering the proceeds of, ransomware activity. Those assets were laundered in various ways, including by using the cryptocurrency mixing service, ChipMixer, which was taken down in a coordinated international operation in 2013. Antropenko also laundered cryptocurrency by exchanging cryptocurrency for cash and depositing the cash in structured cash deposits. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2025. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.